Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So to hell with Harry!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh boy, Steiny, this listening. K. Diddy has said you're right.
Who's from he?
The main man in our sister station in SAC, 12 to 4, D-Lo and K. Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
He said Steiny is right. New York, Philly, Atlanta, L.A., and Miami. No, K. Diddy.
Question my rap.
That's how Steiny stopped. He's not right.
So,
Justin Beltre also weighed in, Goo. He's listening to the segment. He's got Chicago in his list above the Bay,
gotcha.
Too.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
And Jay knows.
Yeah, look, he's from New York.
He just got hit by a speaker.
Right.
Hey, what was I going to say? Shoot. Nah, I lost my train of thought.
There was something before the break you said, don't let you forget.
Yeah, and no, I did. I already forgot that.
City Boy chimed in. Tupac, okay. Too Short, Mac Dre, Spice One. I forgot Spice.
What's with this
and
two?
E-40. T.O., Too Short.
Yeah, I know. Come up
he
with something
He was the
different.
First. Freaky Tales. Oh, boy.
How about this? This is just interesting from the Xfinity Mobile text line. What if the 49ers take a wide receiver? Just they take a wide receiver at 31.
That would not be smart.
Would that put pressure on Ayuk to sign at a more reasonable rate? Or would that usher in his exit?
Okay, listen. Kyle's wasted picks with the Trey Lance debacle. You don't use that to prove that point or put pressure on somebody, Steiny. This team needs some help on the offensive line. 92% hit rate for the center. But I'm just telling you, you don't do that. And you just drafted a receiver, Ronnie Bell, out of Michigan, Steiny. I'm not mad at what he has to offer. You got Juwan Jennings if you were to move off of Ayuk. Ayuk's going nowhere. You got a Super Bowl to win, man. And that window doesn't stay open forever. How about them apples?
And it doesn't necessarily shut if Brandon Ayuk's not here.
Makes it more difficult.
Does it?
I don't want to find out. I'm sure Niner fans don't.
If
you're telling me you're going to take away one of his weapons, Brock Purdy, of okay, yeah, you're not the Dan Marino, Mark Clayton, and Mark Duper type.
You're
of
afraid,
offense.
Aren't you?
No.
See, that's the
that
thing.
Doesn't
that,
make
no,
sense.
No, that's what we're really talking about here. Is the real reason people are scared to get rid of Brandon Ayuk is because they know that could possibly expose their quarterback.
I appreciate you saying that's on the table because that's how I would look at it. Especially in a year you're about to give him 40. We don't know what Brock is about to make, but don't you want to feel good about it? And what would make me feel better about it is him making sweet music with Ayuk, Debo, Kittle, and the rest of the gang. Why take that away?
Well, because the 49ers apparently don't like how much money Ayuk's asking for.
Never go full Jeff. Tell me what you think of this. Goo, if you think Ayuk or Debo is gone next year, which I do, one of the two, you draft a wide receiver.
Yep.
Juwan Jennings is a free agent next year. And if you don't want to sign him, they can draft a wide receiver to replace him. Do that, but not in the first round. This pick tonight, Steiny, put this in the cap, will be an O-lineman by the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, we saw them lose the game because they couldn't block.
You know, this one
Super
ranks
Bowl.
This one ranks right up there with you picking Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters.
Oh, but you like way to
their
go
offensive
on a limb.
Line yeah. is their weakest position yeah. group, according to David Lombardi.
Yeah.
And
it's the reason I think
also,
they lost the Super Bowl.
It's also one thing that I've told you is the hit rate on offensive linemen is much better than at other positions. So, yeah, I think they'll take
our guy D. Lou on the chat, Steiny. These supposed great receivers didn't show up when it counted.
Exactly.
They didn't have the best day.
No, I know.
Tip your cap to Kansas City
right.
and that PFF.
Oh, you can't blame
whatever.
It all on Ayuk.
Well, they didn't get any separation.
They didn't.
Ayuk dropped a dude and was wide open in the end zone.
That's why the offensive line is more important. Because nine out of 10 receivers,
you know, I know
nine out of 10 receivers would have done the same thing Ayuk did on that play. In other words, a rookie receiver would have been just as open. He would have dropped the guy.
Now I feel
like the reality of the situation is you need offensive linemen first.
No. I'm just telling you the art of being Gregory Hines and having that nice footwork at the line of scrimmage. Debo doesn't have that. Ayuk does. Donnie, it's everything.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go out to one of the rap capitals of the world. Let's go to Mr. Jones in the ATL. What's up, Mr. Jones? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Hey. What's up, man?
Talk to us.
Man, you know, it's Christmas Day for us football players, you know what I mean? It's, you know, we're going grocery shopping today.
Yeah.
Trying to go to the good grocery store, you know what I mean? I just don't hope us Niners go in there and pick up no trash from the discount aisle over there. You know what I mean? Like my boy said, we don't want to go back to this Trey Lance trash can again. We're not throwing away picks just to be because we got money to go blow, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
But I'm with you guys, too, though. I mean, I'm really all three. We could go O-line, but check us out, though, right? We could lose Ayuk or we could lose Debo, right? I've been, and we're already down. We took Debo in the early of the second round last time, right? I've been saying go back to South Carolina if we lose Debo or Ayuk and go get Leggett. You know what I'm saying? Also, but, you know, I love my Purdy boy. So, of course, we got to go get, you know what I'm saying, another offensive lineman to protect them. It just depends on how it falls, you know what I'm saying? Because, true indeed, you really don't want to – it's like we love IU, right? But we know how this thing goes. It's a revolving door. We got to reset the door with one of these wide receivers. We can't really necessarily afford to keep both, maybe. So we lose one, and we just go get another one.
There you go. Let me ask you this before you get off. Have you – this is an honest question. Have you recovered from the Super Bowl loss?
Oh, heavens.
Oh, that was it. That was your answer.
I was there in Vegas, right?
Oh.
And honestly, I was at the – they had a Super Bowl party at Caesar's Palace that I go to.
Blue? Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this, right?
That was a party. Forget the game.
Oh,
was it action?
Oh, man, the food was great, man.
I'm not talking about the food, Mr. Jones.
Buffalo, hey, man, we got to eat the food, brother.
Thanks, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it,
man. That gasp was his answer.
What's that?
That was, he ain't got over it, Donnie.
Stop!
He did sound like the rapper Mike Jones, Donnie.
Oh, I thought you, Killer Mike?
He's from Atlanta. Look at this. But that ain't Mike Jones.
Not the same one?
Nah.
So there's a rapper, Mike Jones, and then there's a different rapper,
Killer Mike. Yeah, and he's killing right now.
It's K-I-L-L-A.
Look at like Warren Sapp.
Yeah, he was he's a fixture down in the in the ATL. So are we gonna do? Can we do mine?
Yeah, just let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. Let's. We're having our own draft.
Would you like to set up the category first?
Yeah, go ahead.
A few.
You do it, Evan.
Well, no, you have to do it because you're the one that's drafting. So which category, which I presented to you, do you want to select from your top five?
Okay.
First round.
This is great. Evan wants us to hold a draft. My four selections are...
For the category. What's the category?
My four categories are...
Okay.
Golf courses. Pickup basketball courts.
Yeah.
Documentaries.
Oh, boy.
And then show crutches. These are things that I use as a crutch.
Oh, wow.
I like those.
During
the show.
Dude,
we need a top 20. No, I'm playing. Go ahead.
Which one do you want? Pick one of the four.
Let's do golf courses.
Okay, golf courses.
Get it out the way.
Golf courses.
Number one.
This one's the most boring, though, kind of. I think. Number one, Karika Park in Alameda.
Wow, in the Meda.
Played there yesterday. It's been redone. It's a great course, friendly people.
What made it
number
one?
It's all redone now? Everything, all the courses?
What's that?
Are they still working on the other course?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They're working on their second 18.
What made it number one?
Convenience to my home. Condition of the course. It's a links course. The people there are super friendly. The price is pretty reasonable. It's a fun course, wide open.
Look at that.
Number two would be Baylands in Palo Alto. Baylands Golf Course.
Wow.
Typically another links course, which is wide open.
Now, when you say links course, for the people that don't know,
it takes its cue from the old courses in Ireland and Scotland.
Oh.
Peacock Gap.
Number three.
Peacock Gap and Marin.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Shout
Peacock Gap and Marin, another fun fun course. And then I'll go.
Number four.
I'll go with Poppy Ridge. Poppy Ridge out in Livermore. Solid course. It's the NCGA home in Northern California. Sister shop to Poppy Hills down in.
Wow.
Karika.
Number five.
Karika. Oh.
Your fifth one.
Oh, I don't have a number five.
No, that's okay.
Oh, I'll do number
so
five.
You just added a trade up for your fourth round.
Yeah, number five, go. I'll do.
Give it to us.
I'll go to a country club. How's that? I'll go to Claremont. Ugh. I'll go to the Claremont Country Club in Oakland, California.
Is this all just Bay Area specific?
I did keep it to the Bay Area. I kept it to the Bay Area. Like, I could say Whistling Straits, which is an unbelievable course that's held some majors, but it's
you didn't go Olympic Club either.
No, it's too hard.
Okay.
I didn't do Olympic. I didn't do any of the four sister courses that are hard.
Okay.
Olympic, San Francisco Club, Lake Merced, and Harding.
Those no Sequoia Country Club.
No, no, no.
Hieroglyphics are saying that.
Yeah, well, tell Hieroglyphics they could be a little more
Kyle
friendly.
Kelly, yeah.
They could be a little more friendly to non-members at Sequoia Country Club.
We're starting to have a problem.
I'm kidding.
We'll work up to the show crutches.
There you go.
Yeah, the show crutches. Let's get to Mike.
That was great. Yeah, four.
I mean, we'll see how great it is. We'll see if I get free rounds at any of those courses over the next 2 weeks.
Next question.
Mike Florio talking about the kind of team that might be interested in Brandon Ayuk.
You know, it's got to be a team that's looking for a receiver now that has the wherewithal financially and draft pick wise to get the deal done and has to want to do it. That would be the buyer beware that I would say, even though I always want players to land where they want to land, go where they want to go, and be happy with what they're doing, especially when they've become second-team All-Pro. That's a big deal. Second-team All-Pro is harder to do than second-team Pro Bowl because it's all one league and there's only so many spots available. What he did last year was significant. But where is that team that views Brandon Ayuk at a significantly higher level than the team that's had him on the roster for 4 years does?
Yeah, that to me is an interesting point. And that's why I think at the end of the day, Ayuk's not going anywhere. Because in order to acquire Ayuk, that team is not only going to have to give up something to get him, that team's going to have to pay him. So in order to get Brandon Ayuk, you have to have the ability to pay him at a top rate, and you're going to have to give something up. Like, if you're a team that needs a receiver, but you have a pick in the first round, why wouldn't you just draft one? You get him under better cost control. You don't have to give him.
Well, what if I threw that? What was the wide receiver position success rate? It's not as easy to find a Brandon Ayuk and have him pop. That's why the Steelers, and we played Andrew Filippone, his sound from the fan in Pittsburgh, Donnie. You got a lot of people in Steeler Nation that would love and covet one Brandon Ayuk to go with their receiving core, and they would have the ability to pay him. I just don't think he'll be free.
Hey, what'd somebody do, Spadone?
Uh-oh.
Is this somebody just called in? What'd they say?
Yeah, you referenced Poppy Ridge.
Yeah, Poppy Ridge.
One of your top four golf courses here in the Bay Area.
Sure.
What? I believe you said Livermore. It's actually in Pleasanton.
What's the difference?
Oh, Stoney. No, but you're big on
get
that.
Get the hell out of here.
Stoney, you're big on that.
Get out of here.
Oh, boy, Stoney.
That is right.
They had to call in to get it right.
Let me tell you.
It was wrong. You don't live in Hayward. No. You live in Oakland.
I mean, Fremont's not San Jose.
Yeah, right. Union City's not Berkeley.
Adjacent to the golf course is the Lawrence Livermore Lab. Are you telling me the Lawrence Livermore Lab is in Pleasanton?
Pebble Beach Golf Course is not Pacific Grove.
They called me.
What kind of a horse is behind calls in a show?
They want respect. They
and
just
apparently
want their
they
city
just said,
to shine.
Tell Steinmetz it's in Pleasanton, and then they hung up.
Yeah,
gutless.
Sounds like somebody wanted to give you a free round, but unfortunately.
Boy. Oh, speaking of which, guys, I just joined Oakhurst Private Club. Open invite to come play as a guest for you, Steiny.
Where's Mike at? We got to hit Half Moon Bay.
It says, guys, I just joined Oakhurst. Open invite to come play as a guest for you, Steiny.
But admit you got it wrong. You said the wrong city. That's
yes,
all.
I said the wrong city.
Yeah, sorry.
Who cares?
People can't wait for
you. I mean,
what
do you want to stop the show every
crutches.
Time you say something wrong? I mean, come on. How you doing?
Cool.
Seriously.
My takes are never wrong.
No, they're
now, logistics, I'm not your guy.
Yeah, no, you
I'm not your guy. Dates and logistics, Google it. but my takes are mine.
He, file this under doesn't matter at all. George Kittle says he can't see Brandon Ayuk on a team other than the 49ers.
And there you go.
Okay.
Nothing to see here. You think he's lying?
And I'll say the same thing about George Kittle that I said about Steph Curry. You're just a player.
Oh, boy.
That's what Joe Lacob said about the big three. They're just players.
All still warriors, Donnie.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't make the decisions.
I won't fight you on that.
Steiny, Atel. You know what? Some of these rap texts that are coming in, and I don't even know if I can read them because there's words on there that maybe.
No, you're good.
That maybe. Well, what's the one, the third one from the top?
Just jump into the deep end.
Steiny, ATL rap is 90%. What's that word?
What are you on?
Third one down. I've never heard that
word. Oh, poop soda.
What's that?
Boo boo.
That's a dumb phrase.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
That's dumb.
Yeah, that is. I didn't like
it. Why did you think you couldn't say that?
Because I couldn't. I didn't. I was looking at the
his
word.
His ebonics ain't right.
It didn't come. I don't know.
Yeah.
It literally just says poop and then soda.
Yeah, it just those letters together just didn't look like a regular word. And I, you know how there's
not in the Merriam-Webster, but
you know some of those words now. You got to be careful. You better be careful. Hey, 925, I got married at Poppy Ridge. Oh, and it's 100% Livermore.
Dude, a lot of get them, Steiny. Golf course. They had one at when we were at Monday. There was a wedding upstairs. A lot of people married on the golf course. Yeah. At the a
lot of them have nice clubhouses.
Man, I was like,
by the way,
I got married in the backyard.
So I got a question, because you're friends with, what's our guy from, Billy. Billy from ATCO.
Yeah,
our guy. Okay, we were at Stone Tree Golf Course.
There you go.
It was an ATCO Pest Control tournament. What's agape? Like, what was that? The shirts say agape. What was that part of it?
Oh, boy, I should know.
You wore the shirt yesterday.
I did not see that word.
It said, like, agape.
Billy will text. He'll text us.
Agape ATCO Pest Control tournament. Like, what's the agape? I think it means like love or peace or something.
I'm a Google.
Why would you just shoehorn that word into the tournament?
No, I wonder why this didn't come up while we were out there.
Well, because I didn't think of it. Mm. So, go ahead, Billy. What's going on with that? And by the way, we're going to need you to cut some more checks.
It says in Christianity.
Yeah, in Christianity, agape is the highest form of love and charity.
You bet it is.
Wow,
he deserved it.
That's what. So basically, this show is agape for me, right? All I do is show love to my partner in the Bay and Steph.
Some people call you Lucifer.
I'm out.
Please.
The radio version. I'll play him with you.
Let's go to Miles. Yeah. Miles is in Livermore. Hey, Miles. How you doing, buddy?
Poppy Ridge.
Oh.
How's it going, guys?
What up?
I live in Livermore. I just want to let you know, Steiny Guru, I listen to you guys a lot every day. You guys are amazing.
Right on,
man. Thanks for keeping my middays.
Oh, yeah.
Busy and interesting.
Agape, baby.
You guys banter, but Livermore is where Poppy Ridge is at, Steiny, so I'm giving you that one.
Love there you go.
Doing what you're doing. I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate you it, Miles. By the way, my buddy Dan, Dan.
Yeah, Dan Daly. Yeah, D-double. He ain't been around.
Yeah, he's been around.
Oh, okay.
You just haven't seen him.
Okay, whoa.
By the way, if you're looking for any healthcare needs, Lawton Skilled Nursing, always looking up in Marin.
Call Dan. Did they play that on the station?
Yeah,
here.
He advertises with our station.
You don't get anything in that?
I get nothing.
That is.
He gets even less.
I want to rip my mic out.
No, he's been doing it now for a year or two.
But you should be getting a little kickback. That's it. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
that's like Relaford having something play on here and they don't get good nothing.
He said, speaking of Livermore, all right, he found himself in Livermore three times over the last 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
And we were talking on the golf course this past week, and he's like, hey, Steiny, I get Livermore. Got action.
Did he have his ring on?
He was with his wife.
Okay, she's lovely.
You've never met her.
We met her at the bar, at the cafeteria.
What's her name?
She's lovely. I don't remember her name.
Anyway, I seconded. Livermore.
They got outlets out there, too.
Yeah, but they got, a nice Saturday. Get out to Livermore about 1:30 in the afternoon. It's got some action. It's old cowboy town, Livermore.
Yeah,
did you know that?
But it's got some hip stuff, too.
Yeah, now it does. Now it does.
So if agape means love, do you think the 49ers have agape for Brandon Ayuk?
No doubt about it, Evan. No doubt. I just hate this type. He's not going anywhere.
You know what pisses me off? That this guy.
A lot.
This D had the nerve to call into our radio station
I was like,
at 888-957-9570. This D actually picked up the phone.
He wanted his city to shine.
Dialed the number.
Said, I'm not mad at him.
Tell Steinmetz, Poppy Ridge is in Pleasanton, not Livermore. And he hung up. The reason he hung up is because he's gutless. Because he didn't want to be put on. And now, he's wrong.
Uh-oh.
He's wrong. It's in Livermore. I was right. Now, that's important that I be right. It's like the most important thing on this show. Mm-hmm. Poppy Ridge is, in fact, Livermore. Yeah, hit the pike, that guy. But I just should have...
Tell him to call back and put him on.
And you Denny Greened him. You let him off the hook.
Well, in fairness, he hung up. I can't hold, hang, man, you know. No. Can't control
this guy is such a D. All right. This is the part that Mike Florio talked about this morning that I think is the interesting part. And David Lombardi spoke on it a little bit the other day. Take a listen.
I think they believe they can. Otherwise, they wouldn't be flirting with this potential endgame that results in no Brandon Ayuk on the team. Conceptually, look, the draft is a lottery, and your pick is a lottery ticket. And the 49ers moved up in 2020 to get Brandon Ayuk. When you get a winning ticket, the jackpot goes to the player, and the obligation is you got to pay it. Why would you swap out a guy that has shown he can get it done for an unproven player, unless you are damn confident that you know how to scout receivers. And hey, Kyle Shanahan, former receiver at the University of Texas, maybe he feels good about this reality we now see in the NFL, where it's almost becoming kind of like the running back position, where there's a lot of great receivers. Why are there a lot of great receivers? Because 7-on-7 camps everywhere, college football throwing more than ever. Those balls are being thrown, those balls are being caught, players are developing. And maybe Kyle Shanahan, working with John Lynch, just has courage of his convictions that I'll find another guy. You know, they're surely eyeing this guy, that guy, the other guy, who would be the guy that they take in the event that they don't have Brandon Ayuk on the roster. So
that was Mike Florio. Well,
so he basically, you pay the man his chicken.
No.
You can hit the lottery ticket.
No, that's not what he's saying.
Or does Kyle have arrogance to think he could go replace Brandon Ayuk?
I mean, the reality of the situation is if Kyle Shanahan thinks there's a guy in the draft who is really good, we know Kyle Shanahan will probably pick that guy if he thinks he's the right guy.
Well, right now, the wide receiver position for the Niners is a position of strength, and I don't know if you want to, you know, be cheap and kind of do it again and hope that that guy can be Brandon Ayuk or better.
I mean, I don't want to fight you on a position of strength. Who's their number two receiver? Is it Debo?
I think they got a 1 and 1A. But they do different things. They're not, they're traditional.
You know,
like my wings, they're traditional.
Debo's
number
not
one.
Traditional.
No, is Ayuk. The guy that can, you know, Fred Astaire.
Am I a hater if I don't think Brandon Ayuk's like a 1?
I would ask you why.
Honest to God, I think he's like a 1. I think he's like a 1.5. Because I don't think he's as good as the best of the best.
But you will admit,
I don't think he's Jefferson.
All right, this is what I got. But see, what if you put him in that? And this is what I love. You love doing this sometimes.
No, he's not as good.
If you could just put him in an offense that through Detroit,
he is not as good as
St. Brown numbers, I believe, or close.
I don't think he's as good as those.
And I think that's what's bothering him.
Oh,
well, not like that. But that's why his girl and his brother are popping off.
Get your people.
Remember, Keyshawn Johnson wrote a book, Throw Me the Damn Ball. He was a rookie.
925, agape is unconditional love with no expectation of any kind of return.
What I have for you.
I don't need it.
That's the problem.
Go ahead and, you know what?
Yes,
go ahead and use that agape on somebody else.
Dude, why does it say morning roast? That's why they're calling us Bonte and Shasky on YouTube. It says the morning roast.
That's the kind of stuff that bothers you. It doesn't bother me one iota.
Wake up!
Hey, coming up in 1 hour at 12:30, we're going to have Brad Graham. We've had him on periodically. He is a 49er expert. You can check out his YouTube page at the SF Niners. He's also had Brandon Ayuk on his podcast a couple times. Got a real good relationship with him. So we'll get some insight into the Brandon Ayuk situation. Coming up on the other side, Guru goes into the draft.
Another draft.
Into the draft. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also, 49er.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fans, like, how jacked up are you about this draft tonight? It's the first time in 3 years they've got a number one pick, but is it just a little less sexy because it's a number 31? Mm. How you feeling coming up as draft night approaches? And what's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Guru, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is mystery.
Debo has a special package.
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I think I've gotten to the heart of the problem here.
Oh.
We got a few. Which one are you speaking of?
Because
I did some homework.
Yeah, I did too. Why don't you tell me what you did?
The all-time top five number 31 picks in the NFL draft. It's pretty good. See how many you know. You all guys right. know.
Oh, boy.
Number one, out of the university, out of the Ohio State, still currently playing, Cameron Haywood, defensive lineman.
Oh.
He was drafted in 2011 and is still balling.
Yeah, he changed the franchise. No,
he's a baller, though. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, 1968.
Gale Sayers.
Spadoni, I, and Evan weren't around.
Jim Otto.
Curly Culp.
Oh, I remember
out of
him.
Arizona State.
Played for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Steiny, wow.
Come on now.
1968 to 74.
Right up my alley.
Curly Culp.
Yes, Curly Culp.
Shout out Big Gulp. Number three, Tommy McDonald.
And I don't remember. Wait.
1950. You weren't here.
I'm
1957.
A great Irishman.
I'll tell you, he was great. One of the greatest players of all time. Was it Tim McDonald? Former 49er?
He safety.
Secondary?
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
He was great.
Well, he's not on this list.
Well, he wasn't picked 31. Yeah.
Tommy McDonald was a flanker.
Tommy.
Played for the
they
Eagles,
don't have that
Cowboys,
position
Rams.
Anymore.
Yeah. They call it the slide. Here we go. Number four. This is tragedy. Because this dude was headed to the Hall of Fame. Center for the Dallas Cowboys out of the University of Wisconsin in 2013, Steiny, Travis Frederick. He has some spinal neck issues, had to retire, but he was a perennial All-Pro.
All right.
And number five, this dude's killing it on the mic right now. He does games. Out of the University of Miami, 2007 draft, none other than the tight end, Mr. Greg Olsen.
Oh.
Number five. Yeah, he's killing it.
He's great.
Five. Yeah, he is.
Is Brady coming this year?
I don't think he can do it.
He's already been practicing, yeah, with like Kevin Burkhart and stuff. Yeah.
There you go.
So what's happened to Olsen?
He's gone. He's number two.
Are you kidding me?
Listen.
See, this is
he's gonna get traded for some picks.
And this is the fundamental part of athletics.
This is like Barkley, Kenny Smith taking over the college stuff during the tournament.
Unbelievable.
Get out of there and let the guys that have done it all, Clark Kellogg.
No.
That is, I can't stand famous stuff.
This, you just think everybody who starts should always start. There's something called competition. And Tom Brady has now beaten out Greg Olsen.
Oh,
sorry.
There's
that's
no
the nature way. Of
how?
Athletics.
What's scoring? No. How are you judging it?
Guru's the kind of manager that would say, you know what, we're not going to field our best team, but... Yeah, you know, we're just going to have some
Tom Brady. He can run for president. He you know what I mean? He'll win. Like, that's I right. don't like stuff like you got to earn your keep.
He has.
Where's Greg Olsen? If it's Burkhart and Brady, I'm out.
I'll tell you where he's going to be a lot. Jacksonville. He's going
to
be in Jacksonville
to
a lot.
See Barkley and Kenny and Ernie take over the NCAA tournament stuff.
I love it.
Get out of here.
I love it.
It's not fair.
No, it's more than fair. No.
You shouldn't feel bad for Olsen because he'll probably still be on one of the crews. But whoever the fourth color commentator is for Fox, that's the guy that's getting the axe.
Oh, it might be your old Cowboy fullback.
Johnson? Yeah. No, he's solidified.
No, Johnson's on Johnson. Yeah, he's on the two team. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
See, that's what's wrong with it.
No, they're mulling some changes at
CBS.
Well,
I think if I'm Amazon, Prime, I'm looking at him. Kirk Herbstreit's so college, but if I'm down, I pay Greg Olson a lot of money to come over.
And who's the lead? Who's the guy that falls asleep on the
Al
Prime? Al's a goat, but you give it to somebody. Do you believe it?
TC's in Sacramento.
Macramento.
Some call it our sister city.
TC.
Hey, TC, what's up, my man?
Donnie and Goo, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
What's up, baby? Draft day.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Hey, it's draft day. Hey, look. Hey, I call in all the time, bro. Y'all know how I really feel about Kyle, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it short and sweet. We need to sign B.A. and keep B.A. here. I don't trust. This is coming from a diehard. I don't trust Kyle and John with two first-round picks, bro, let alone one. Period. I'm going to leave it at that. So if we trade B.A. or even Debo, right? I don't trust Kyle, bro, with two first-round picks to pick another receiver, bro. I really don't. I don't. If this has nothing to do with me disliking Kyle or any of that, because I feel a certain way about Kyle that a lot of Niner fans don't, bro. And Kyle rubbed me the wrong way a long time ago. This isn't last year, the year before. It's something about Kyle, bro, but that's like a personal conversation we can have, bro.
Wow.
I really don't like this, bro.
Okay, TC. Let's cut to the chase. What's the thing you dislike most about Shanahan?
That was the straw that broke the camel's back with the Lance situation. You got up here and told us this was our guy. You was ready for him, bro, and you didn't even treat him like the guy. That's just the Lance situation. He never got a fair shot. I don't like Kyle. I was me. Everything has to be my way. If you're not doing it my way, you're in the doghouse. I don't want to listen to nobody. I know more about everything about anybody around me. I'm not giving anybody a chance to talk. Everything has to be my way, bro. That's why we haven't won a Super Bowl, dog. Because you're not getting out your way, dog. If you get out your way and let people help you out around you, bro, we probably will have two rings right now. We can go on and on, Steiny and Cool, about Shannon. But this ain't about Shannon.
No, you
bro.
Got
we
it.
Really get deep in it. I don't trust you, bro, with two first-round picks. That's all I got.
Wow. Thanks, TC. Appreciate it.
That was from the
Coach of the Year.
That was from the cardiac muscle. Steiny,
somebody on the text line wants to know, the Xfinity Mobile text line, if that position, you know, we talked about the hits and the positions.
Yeah.
They said Dibley and Willard did something like that yesterday.
No, I didn't hear it. I did in the heat.
You did their whole show with him yesterday. What do you mean?
I was there for a couple minutes. Steiny.
Yeah.
I got it from somewhere. I did what Nahegan did to Evan.
Which is what?
Took his idea. I took it off the TV. Because I'm always
thinking
about the show.
Where's, well.
Hey.
Oh, here it is. 707. Guru, if you're going to steal a segment, get the criteria straight.
No, we got it straight. Your mind,
when
you're
say
Russell
we,
Crow.
You mean they.
Well, we got
I'm
it.
I'm out.
Yeah, we got it straight. I can't believe you.
What?
You don't feel me on Bart, like this Brady thing. You're not qualified.
Okay.
I hope this doesn't.
I am out
on Brady if this happens.
I'll be serious here. This is why I love it. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I think when you've got Barkley and those guys doing the games and they've never seen the players, like, they're actually better than hearing Clark Kellogg, because there are certain pro players that see the game differently, and they notice things like right off the bat, and they have no preconceived ideas about these guys. They just see them one time, and I'm not saying they're always right, but
is it fair when they come in though?
Have you ever watched a game with like a bigwig?
Mario
coach.
Ellie.
Yeah, perfect.
Eddie, yeah, E-House.
Right, and they notice stuff that
No, they're handy.
Right, and so I get what they can bring. I really love it.
But what about the guys that have done it all year? Guess what? Tournament time. You know what, Steiny? We'll see you next year. That's crapola. That's all?
No, it's not.
You're oversaturating. Like, that's not fair. I'm not saying Barkley, they're not great. It's not fair.
So what?
I'm a man of the people, man.
Who's the best at their craft? It's Charles Barkley.
And doing pro.
Who's the best at their craft? Stephen A. Smith. That's why they're on all the time. because they're the best. Why would you not put the best out there?
I feel like you're making half a point. I hear that, but Stephen A. Smith, he's doing the same thing all the way through. He doesn't hijack somebody else's season. Oh, it's but important time. Here we come.
No, he does that all the time.
Could you imagine the boss? Hey, Steiny Goo, it's draft day. Yeah. I got Tom and Jerry coming in for you too. I would feel some type of way. You guys sit this out. We got Tom and Jerry coming from New York. They'll do the draft. You guys come back on Monday. That would not sit well with you.
It would sit perfect. Do I get the day off?
You would golf. Yeah.
Do I get the day off?
But you would miss the message.
You're right. I would miss the message. Doug's in Berkeley. Doug wants to jump into the conversation. Talk about Brandon Ayuk. Dead man walking.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Yes, really.
Yeah. The last caller had some good points about.
He did, really.
Spagnuolo outcoached him. he fires. I'm not even getting into that.
Yeah,
anyway, about Ayuk. Put the rat on the table like you guys often do.
Nice.
It's not all about Ayuk. He's progressed every year. I can see him in my mind right now, reaching down and catching a ball, off his shoe tops that he got, from our quarterback. He's arguably a favorite receiver. It's about the fact that they overpaid Bosa based on his performance. And I love Debo, but he's hurt a lot, and they paid him a little bit too much. They don't want to do that again. And so that's in the back of their minds. It's not an isolation about Ayuk. Ayuk has earned his money. He's gotten better every year. He's a top receiver. He's worth what other top receivers are getting. It's not in a vacuum. It's about all the stuff that the 49ers have done, some of the mistakes, shall we say, that they've made. And don't put it all on Ayuk. Put it on the front office, and they're kind of being tight because they should have been tight before.
Mm. Real good call, Doug. Appreciate it.
But is anybody saying Bosa's overpaid, Steiny? I'm not.
He is. You got to pay him, but would you say that he had a great year?
No, that I totally get.
Yeah,
well. But I'm betting on him this year and
the next few years. They need Bosa to be better.
Well, he's coming off Defensive Player of the Year. I get what you're saying.
When? He held out last year before last.
Right. He got defensive player
so he
of the
took
year.
A step back.
Right. But if you say defense, oh boy.
I'm just saying, it's absolutely fair. It's absolutely fair to say, and I said it going into the playoffs this past year, it's like, Bosa's got to be better. Like, Steph had to be better.
I'm giving you a high five from over here.
You know what? I'll just say.
But what edge rusher would you want right now in the league? Bosa's almost top.
He wasn't as dominant.
He's in that group.
He was not as dominant.
I give you that.
Okay. Well, he's got to get back.
But he was worth the contract.
Well, if you think he was, then he was. I'm just saying he got a contract and he took a step back. He's got to be better. And let's put another rat on. Let's put a bunch of rats on the table. Yes. Let me just throw some names at you. Stephon Diggs.
A baller.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill.
Baller.
Justin Jefferson.
The baller.
CeeDee Lamb.
Baller.
Devontae Adams.
Baller.
Cooper Kupp.
Baller.
How about Mike Evans?
Baller.
Okay, well, that's right there. Eight receivers. How about Chase?
The baller.
Okay. But, so stop saying he's a top five receiver.
All right, all right. Well,
those are eight guys, and he's not in their league.
Though, I get you.
Well, that's important. It's wholly important.
But we're speaking on something we think we know, but we don't. Do we really know Brandon Ayuk is trying to get top five money? That'll come out when it's all said and done. So you feel that way, though, huh? See, we don't know that, and you're right with that list. But I wouldn't put him in there.
But I would just say, do we know that? It's a good question. It's a great question.
And the rat on the table, real quick, Steiny.
So do you think the 49ers aren't?
How important is he to what you guys are doing?
You know what?
That's where I'm at.
Not as important as all those other guys are to their teams. You know why? Because we have weapons. We have more weapons. And that's the one thing.
I'm saying you're wrong.
I was listening
that.
To Doug in Berkeley. They paid Debo and Bosa. Circumstances change. They can just change. And we've seen it with the Warriors. They paid Draymond Green a year ago. Do you think they're going to pay Klay Thompson this year? They might not. Is it fair?
Do you think that's because of Draymond and what they got?
It's because of the circumstances of the entire team that they're in right now. And the Warriors, like the 49ers, have to try to figure out what a guy's worth. And if they don't think he's worth what they're asking for, guess what?
Yeah.
This year's different for the Warriors. Like, if when they signed Jordan Poole, they went, oh, boy, that's steep. 30 mil for Jordan. That's a lot. Oh, God, we don't want to do that. That's a little more than we're comfortable. Well, you know what, though? We won a title last year, so he gets paid.
Mm. Wiggins, too.
The 49ers and the Warriors situations may have changed to the point where, yeah, we get it. We paid Debo a couple years ago, and we get it. Ayuk's been good for 4 years, but we are not in the same position we were in 2 years ago.
Like, I ain't mad at you.
Like, in a crazy kind of way, if you flipped Ayuk and Debo, I think the 49ers would have paid Ayuk a couple years ago. And now they'd be asking the same questions about Debo. Like, I don't think it's personal against Brandon Ayuk. I think it's more they look at the entire situation. Yeah. They
you could trade, like I keep looking to next year, Steiny. If you sign Ayuk, you could still trade him next year if you decided, if it really got funny and the money got funny, you still could get off one of those guys. But for the meantime,
maybe they're just getting off a guy now. Maybe we got to get off a guy.
You can do that, but you better be damn sure you can replace his production.
Or make up for the lack of production by improving on all the other areas of your football team. Let's go to, by the way, coming up in 40 minutes.
Who we got?
That's 12:30. Brad Graham, you can check him out on his YouTube page, at the SF Niners. He is locked into the draft. He knows what's going on. We've had him on before, and he really is an information machine. So looking forward to talking to him at 12:30. Let's go to we'll go to Rob. Rob's in San Bruno.
Our guy.
What's up, Rob?
Baby.
How you doing? Rob. Oh, I'm sorry, Rob.
Sure.
Hey, Rob. Sorry.
You're one of the originals.
Start over, buddy.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Talk to us, Rob, baby.
Hey, but I just came in on a conversation, but I agree with you on Bosa, Matt. To me, he ain't play well with that contract. He got all that crying to do about money. He didn't play that well. He didn't play that well. And I'm looking at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
He costs us. I'm going to say it. He costs us with his undisciplined eyes. And then, man, to me, they've been getting him like that for years now. His name's just one player they've been getting him. He hasn't got better at setting the edge. He easily takes the bait. Man. But anyways, in my opinion, if we're serious about winning a Super Bowl, you got to get Purdy as many weapons as possible. Man, re-sign B.A. and let's run it back. Stop playing. There's no need to be playing. If we're trying to win a Super Bowl, why are we acting funny with the money? You know what I'm saying? The dude produced. Pay him. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'll draft two more tight ends and let Kittle go. For what? He don't block anyways. The NFL game is about letting the receivers work. You got to pay B.A. I'll drop Kittle in a second. Grab me two more tight ends, and I'll work with the tight ends. This not an offense. It's tight end friendly, so they can always find him a tight end. It took us almost 20 years to replace T.O. We just don't replace good receivers, so I'm not down with getting rid of Debo or B.A. Let Kittle go. Let Uchek go. Replace those dudes, and let's get to it.
Thanks, Rob.
Go ahead, Rob. Yeah, no, Rob, I just want to leave you with this.
Yeah.
This does bother me about Bosa. He took the bait like the best rat, Tom and Jerry, and then had the audacity to say and throw Wilkes under the bus with about they weren't ready. That I did not. That was nasty work, man.
Jerry's a mouse.
Yes, he'll be out. All right, but you know what? I didn't like that.
There it is. Bosa's great.
We were good on the back end, and you were the one crashing every damn play.
You don't hold the players responsible, though. I mean, it's funny. Like, I just make a statement that,
I said what I said.
Bosa's got to be better.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
What do you mean?
God, what button? These guys.
That pushed the button with me.
Well,
now I can't say Bosa needs to be better?
No, I agreed with you. I'm just, the whole thing was the next 5 years.
That doesn't matter.
You know, if we had a draft, Bosa's probably going to go top three, you know? around the league at his position. That's what I was saying.
At his position.
Was last year the best thing? No, but I didn't. And Rob said what I said after the Super. You threw your
bad teammate
man under the bus, man.
Do you hold it against him that he's a bad teammate?
Well,
blames coaches for his shortcomings?
Well, the coach got fired. I didn't like that, though.
So he gets your coach fired.
That was nasty work.
Yeah.
We weren't prepared.
By we, he meant me. John and Benicia. John, tell it like it is. Tell it like it is.
Johnny.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing? Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think that Ayuk is the third best receiving option on the team. So, I mean, if you want to pay one guy, you know, $32 million a year, when you could probably get someone of a similar caliber in the draft and pay him $8 million for the next four, I mean, the only reason Ayuk really rose to prominence is because Deebo was out. If you put Deebo and Ayuk on the same field, he's going to be the number two wide receiver, and he's probably the third option behind Samuel and McCaffrey.
Well, what did Rob say, Steiner? You never have too many weapons, and you don't know what you have until it's gone. I just think Ayuk's a player, and I don't go to the box score to say, Steiner, look what he did. Dude can play ball, man. He can run routes. Yeah. And if you feel like
he's not one of the top five receivers.
Oh, well,
so stop asking for that kind of money. Well, stop asking.
What did we just?
I'm not going to tell you, so stop asking.
Hey, we don't know he's asking that.
Of course we do.
Nah.
Well, then why is it not done?
The same thing. Well, why'd Deebo go to the fourth quarter?
Well, then why are you so panicked about it? Why are you so worried?
No, because we keep hearing draft talk. They're not trading them.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
Well, then we don't have to do a show today.
Well.
I'm just saying.
Two more hours.
Yeah. And we got a couple drafts. You didn't go to me.
650.
You didn't go to me.
You know what?
I was open.
If I spent all day
what happened?
Going over what people on the text line think you're hypocritical about, that would be the show.
Now, I could say the same thing, but I'd never do it.
Oh, Guru, you mean you wouldn't jump at the opportunity to broadcast, to be an announcer for those games if you were asked? Yeah, I'd like to imagine Guru saying, "No, I wouldn't want the spotlight."
But if you told me I was filling in for Collinsworth after he did
you'd
whole
say
year,
no?
Oh, totally.
You liar.
I would be a
you
fraud,
lie.
Steiny.
You're a liar. You're a fraud for lying about it now.
No, I'm telling the truth.
No, you're not.
You know that about me.
No, you're not. You're Dude, not.
There. Come on, Steiny.
You're not.
You got to earn your keep, man.
Oh my God, you would leave me in a second.
Well, I'm not for more saying money. I wouldn't.
Exactly.
But that's different.
No, it's the same.
No, that means they're opening somewhere, and
there's an opening every March for Charles Barkley. That's right.
Keep it like it is.
No. You know what?
If I see those guys in person, I'll tell you, Chuck, I love you guys. I've grown up on you.
Hey.
But I don't like that bit you guys do, and you should feel bad.
No, you shouldn't.
And I'm not the only one that thinks this way. You go on the gram, there's a lot of people like me.
Yeah, those people are real, too.
Boy.
You act like social media means something. Seriously.
No, it does.
Lose Twitter. You'll feel so much better. I do.
And people are tweeting at you. They've made up new tag for you.
Oh, what yesterday. Have they done? Tell
it's
me what they done.
I clicked on it. I go, Stoney's back.
Let me guess. They're saying they're like Steph Curry's the greatest of all time. Are they trolling me like that?
Something about music.
Yeah. All right, coming up on the other side,
we got a draft.
Okay, we'll do our own draft on the other side. And there's one other thing here. I'll figure it out. Yes, we've got a guest. At
12:30. I'll figure it out. Is classic.
Brad
You're
Graham.
Great.
I will.
You're the man.
Well, not a real host. Brad Graham coming up at 12:30. That's in a half hour. 95.7 The Game.
I know everything.